The word of God said, many are called, but only a few are chosen.
神的话说，很多人呼召了很多人，但是只有很少一部分人才得到拣选。
According to the scripture, God spoke to everyone on earth at one time.
圣经上说，那个神对世上的每个人都说话。
Everyone knew what God said.
每个人都知道神对他们说什么。
They didn't have to read the scripture.
他们也读那个经文。
They didn't have to go to a pastor or priest.
他们甚至也不需要去那个听那个牧师的布道。
But yet the entire world did not listen to God.
但整个世界呢，并没有很多人来那个听从神的话语。
The scripture said there was only one person.
经文上说只有一个人。
He was an individual who lived in the current, Iran or Iraq area.
他是一个人呢，他现在就住在现在就是伊朗、伊拉克两伊地区的这个人。
He responded to God's calling.
他呢对神的那个呼召做出了回应。
His name was Abraham.
他的名字呢就叫亚伯拉罕。
It was him.
这就是他。
That God's blessings of salvation come to the entire world.
因为他呢，神呢。他的主权就保佑我们全世界的人。
God promised him a great nation and many children.
神呢应许他有一个伟大的国，有很多的子孙众多。
But not all his children or descendants are chosen.
不管是他的那个子女众多，而且他的后裔呢也得到了拣选。
So in the history of his people, the Israelites, few are chosen.
所以呢，在以色列人当中呢，一部分人呢是被拣选的。
So in the Old Testament, it seemed that God is not interested in large number.
所以呢，在那个旧约里边，你可以看到神似乎不感兴趣有很多人。
He chooses those whom he call and respond.
他呢选择那些对他的呼召做出回应的人。
Similarly in the New Testament.
然后呢，在新约里面呢。
When our Lord Jesus Christ followed the will of the Father, the Trinity to come to save the world.
当那我们的那个耶稣基督来遵从神的旨意来到这个世界来拯救我们的时候。
Many were called.
很多人呢也得到了呼召。
Jesus said, come and follow me.
因为耶稣说来跟随我。
But only 12, in fact 11 follow him.
但事实上只有12个或实际上只有11个来跟随他。
To the end.
到最后。
So the question is, are we called? Are we chosen?
所以呢，问题是我们是不是接到了这个呼召？我们是不是被拣选？
We will look at two passages, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament.
今天呢，我们要来讨论两部分的圣经，一部分呢在旧约，一部分呢在新约。
The Old Testament example is that when God entered into battle with the enemy.
在旧约里面呢是讲神那当然和那个仇敌征战的时候。
The people of God is always outnumbered.
那个神的那个选民神的人呢人数总是被敌人那个敌人总是人数多于那个神的人。
When we are outnumbered, our natural tendency is to what? Add more numbers.
当我们人数减少的时候呢我们的自然的倾向就是增加人数。
And same thing with the church.
对教会来说也是如此。
The church influence in the world has changed.
教会对世界的这个在世界上的影响力呢一直在变。
Many churches in Europe are closed. These great cathedrals have no people.
在欧洲很多的教会呢都关门了，很多那个宏伟的大的那个大教堂呢都没有人在里面。
Many churches in Chinatown where I pastor.
当那个中国城里边的很多教会，就是我牧养的这个教会呢，
getting smaller and smaller.
它的人数呢也在不断的那个减少。
Because they all moved to Queens and Brooklyn.
因为他们都移住到那个皇后区和布林克林来了。
So do we want to increase our congregation in number?
是不是我们要把我们那个教会的人数增加呢
？Of course, you know, as minister and those who care for the gospel, we want to increase the number of those who come to Christ.
当然是这样。如果作为牧师，作为传播福音的人，我们当然希望我们教会的人数呢日益增加。
But it's interesting, God does not look at it the same way as we do.
但有趣的是呢，神对这个问题的看法嘛和我们不一样。
And so in the book of Judges chapter 7 verse 1 to 7，
所以呢，在那个士师记第七章一到七节里面
，When God called Gideon to bring people, the soldier, military garrison before him，
当神呢呼召那个基典带领那些军队人来到他面前的时候
，And God's response was that you have too many people。
神对他来说呢，你的人太多了，跟随你的人太多。
There are too many soldiers。
你的战士呢太多了。
Too many people actually hinder my work in this world.
人太多呢，对我的那个在你们要你们做的工作呢是有阻碍的。
Too many people in this team, in fact, is a hindrance.
所以在你这个队伍里边，人太多呢，可能成为一个困阻。
One of the most important problems that when you have too many people.
但你有人太多的时候，一个很重要的问题是什么呢
？We mistakenly believe that the work of the church is by people.
就我们会那个认为那个教会的工作是由人来做。
You know, sometimes as a pastor, so when I speak in front of a larger group of Christian,
作为一个牧师，有时候我面对很大的那个会众那个讲道的时候
，I feel my message is more blessed and more powerful.
我感到呢，我的那个信息呢，受到祝福更有力。
So if I speak in my smaller church, right, 20, 30, 40 people, not so powerful.
但呢，我对一个小的教会20-30人的时候讲到的时候呢，我会感觉我的那个信息不是那么强有力。
So God said not to depend on the number of people.
所以那个神对我们说呢，不是仅仅依靠于人数。
Because He said.It could mislead us to who is the power behind God's work.
所以呢，会我们有一个错觉，不了解到底神的话语后面的这个力量在哪里。
So in verse 2, the second half, in order, he said, eliminate, cut down the size in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her.
所以在第二节里面他讲的要把人数减少免得以色列人向我夸大说免得是我们自己的手救了我们
I'm not justifying the fact that our church is smaller
但那个我们的教会是人比较少
You hear churches in Dallas you know 20,000 people
你听说在那个达拉斯有一些教会可能有20,000多人
There's a misleadingstatistic that thinking that church is more spiritual than a smaller congregation.
所以有些人可能会这个错觉，那边的教会人多的教会呢，它比我们这人少的教会呢更属灵。
And so God began to make the cut.
所以神呢在这里呢把人数减少。
Begin to shuffle the group.
把那个人呢之间不停的改变，
重新调整。The first cut is that Gideon announced to the people.
第一个缩减呢是在要那个基点对这些人说
Any of you trembled with fear may turn back and leave right now.
就是呢凡是惧怕胆怯的可以马上就离开回去。
Any of you want to serve God.
任何人想那个服侍神的话
You have to commit your life.
你呢必须要把你的生命献上。
You have to walk in righteousness.
所以呢，你要在这个正义里面。
You can't go to certain places that you love to go.
你呢，不需要那个，你不能到某些地方你不应该去的地方。
Your time.
你的时间。
Your money.
你的金钱。
You know, very few pastors before they give the offering. I don't think your church do that. They encourage people to give.
他们呢很多那个就是很多牧师呢鼓励他会众捐献。
They would not tell the congregation.
他们不会对那个会众说。
Now, before you write that check,
在你写这个支票之前
Now, think about it.
想一想。
You really want to give that amount.
你是不是真的要把这个钱捐出去
before you commit your life to the Lord.
在你那个对神做出这个承诺之前
before you want to dedicate your life to serve him.
你在你决定致力于那个奉献出去服侍他之前
we give you a video presentation.
我给你一个视频
all these men and women who gave up all that they have
他们呢把他们这些电视片里的人呢把他们所有的都奉献出去
了。Who are tortured because of their faith.
他们呢受到了折磨因为他们的信仰。
Their class may mock them.
他们的那个其他人呢也那个嘲笑他们。
They are put into jails.
他们甚至被投入监狱。
So, you still want to come?
这样的情况下你还是愿意来吗
well, in this case, there were 22,000 people.
在这个当时呢有22,000人。
21,000, right? It's a 22,000, and then you got 11 that, you got 12,000 that say, okay, let me go home.
他呢那个两万两千多人最后大概那个一万多人一万一千人走只剩下这个一万人。
And in verse 4, the Lord said to Gideon,
之前的那个神对基点说
Now, there's still too many.
还是说呢这些人呢还是太多
about 10,000 right
大概是10万人1万人左右
and they are totally outnumbered by the enemy
他们的人数和那个他们的敌人比呢完全是微不足道
you begin to say, think about what, does God know what he's doing
你肯定想到底神到底想干嘛
we got all these people coming want to serve want to volunteer
我们有那么多人愿意自愿来参加我们为我们服侍
and he sends a whole bunch of them home
他把很多人呢都打发回去了
half of themare too many.
剩下了一半左右他还说太多。
And so God said there's another test, a second test.
这里神呢说呢我们有第二个测试。
Now I'm not sure exactly I understand this test.
我呢不是太理解这个测试。
I think I mentioned it a few, you know, while back when I preached on Gideon.
那个我过去曾经那个讲过那个基点曾经传道讲宣道里面讲过也不太理解这个。
So the test is the manner in which these remaining 10,000, the way they drink water when they come upon a stream.
这个测试呢就剩下这一万人当他们到一个溪水边喝水的那个样子来那个测试。
So the way they consume the water is the way God make the division or the final cut.
这就神呢看他们喝水的这个样子来做最后决定到底在减少哪些。
Now, I don't know exactly the technical, the, you know, the way they,conduct their drinking habit.
我不太理解那个到底他们这个喝水的这个样子这个到底具体意义在哪里。
There seem to be two groups.
但是肯定有两部分人。
So one group kneel down and just drink.
一部分人呢就跪下来喝水。
Now, were they kneeling down?I guess my question is that, did they come to the water stream and begin to kneel down or are they, down on all fours?
不知道他们就到了水边跪下了还是完全跪下来。
How would you drink when you go camping, when you come across a stream? What is your way of drinking?
如果你去那个野营看到那个溪水边你要去喝水你一般是用什么样的方式去喝水呢?
Another group drink, I don't know where they're standing,Were they kneeling? Were they pot? But they drunk from their hands.
另外一部分人呢，我不知道他们到底是站着还是跪着，但是他们用水，用手呢把那个水呢捧起来。
I don't know whether they had a container.
不知道他们是不是有那个容器呢，还是
？But they were lapping water like a dog.
但是他们像狗一样的舔水。
Now what would you
用舌头舔水
？How would you drink water in a stream in a
我不知道你们如果在这种情况下到一个溪水边去喝水的话你们会怎么样
What's the best way to drink water?
最好的办法那个
well, some would say
喝水是怎么样
you bring some kind of container,
有些人说那可你带一个容器去
and you could test whether the water is contaminated.
你可以那个来测试水里边是不是有那个脏的东西
in the Chinese they use bamboo, right?
中国人有时候用那个竹片竹斗
So the bamboo turned black or dark the water is not well gotta be careful
如果那个竹片上变黑了那这个水就有问题
So I'm trying to figure out why God chose 300 out of 10,000 that 300 the way they lap water
我不明白为什么神呢从一万人当中选了这三百人而这三百人呢就是用手呢捧着火捧着水喝的人
Now, I don't know if some of you Bible experts would tell me why God chose those 300.
我不知道你们当中如果有那个圣经的专家可能会告诉你为什么神选了这三百人。
And the 970, 9,700 were what? Sent home.
那个9700人呢都给他打发回家了。
So I wonder if those 9,700 wanted to go home.
我不知道那些9700人他们是不是想回家。
If you're drafted, right, to the army.
如果你被那个征召录。
If you really don't want to go.
如果你不想去的话。
You're going to come up with some kind of excuse, right?
你总能找到一些借口。
You act like you're injured, like, you know, might have a bad...
比如你的脚受伤了，就像我的脚受伤一样。
So it's very complicated in terms of how you choose whether these 9,700 want to go or not want to go.
所以呢，很难确定这9700人到底真正的想走呢，还是不想走。
Now it's interesting that the 22,000, the first half when God said go home,
像第一批22,000人，当神刚说的时候，回家的时候呢
，It sounded like they were okay.
他们就说好吧，就走吧。
I don't have to go now.
我现在可以走了。
Now there's no record that anybody object to the fact that they were rejected.
没有任何记录说这些人有没有那个反对，不想走。
If you were wanted to go to give your life for a cause.
如果你们愿意去为一个事业献出你的生命。
Let's say you want to tell your leader you want to serve God.
所以我想你想比如说你想对你的灵教会
你想
对你的说你想为神服侍神。
Intensive discipleship Bible study.
你想参加一个节紧凑的一个那个圣徒的培训。
Now, if you say, yeah, I want to sign up.
我想那个参加。
Now, if you want to do that just to show everybody that you want to be a good Christian,
或者你想这么做只是想给其他人显示你想成为一个很好的基督徒。
But, you know, you really kind of like hoping there's a way out.
你可能就是可能你在想如果最好一个办法我就不去了。
Pastor Dan says, oh, no, don't have to come now. It's voluntary.
如果那个牧师对你说啊你不一定完全来啊那个自愿的什么那就可以不去。
But if you really want to commit your life to serve God,
如果你是真正的想致力于服侍神
，You would not be easily turned back.
所以你不太容易被他们那个打发走。
You would have a group who are objecting to Gideon, say, "Wait a minute, I want to give my life for my God. You can't send me home."
可能会有一帮人会对基点说，我想把我的生命献给神，你不能这么轻易就把我们打发走。
They would not leave.
他们就会不愿意走。
So easily.
不会这么容易的走。
They would stand.
他们会想办法留在那里。
And argue for their commitment.
或者呢和领导人的那个来争辩他们的那个决心。
So it's interesting that this group, where they really want to fight and give their life for the nation.
所以呢这一帮人呢就是真正愿意把他们的生命献上为神而战的人。
When the Lord demand commitment for discipleship and follow Christ,
当那个神要求那个门徒来做门徒，来跟随他们的时候，把你所有的都献上。
Are you ready to give up all you have?
你是不是已经准备好放弃你所有
？Are you ready to commit your life to follow Him the rest of your life?
你是不是已经准备好把你剩下的一生都献给神
？Maybe those 300.
Maybe 这那个300人
，God chose them，
神呢拣选他们
，But at the same time their heart，
同样在他们心里呢
，said to God，
也给了神
，I will go wherever you're going to send me，
我会去任何你给我差遣的地方
，I will give up my life for you，
我会把我的生命献给你
，I will rearrange my schedule so that I could worship you and serve you，
我会调整我的这个。工作日程我可以来服侍你来敬拜你
I'm not sure how God works though exactly
我不知道这个当初这个他们是怎么调整的
Is it by his sovereignty of choice choosing
是完全根据他以那个拣选的那个主权
How much of our response is part of God's sovereignty
而我们对神的那个反应呢也是神的那个主权之内的
To me is still a mystery
对我来说这一切呢好像都还是一个谜我不是太清楚。
But the scripture tells us that God uses only 300.
但经文只告诉我们，神在这里只使用了300人。
To have victory.
来那个得胜。
300 out of 22,000 accomplished the will of God.
那个三百人从两万两千人当中拣选出来，来那个完成神的那个目的。
Part of a minority.
我们是不是这其中的一部分呢
？A few.
是其中的一小部分呢
？Who's chosen by God?
被神拣选的。
Who is responsive to God's calling?
我们的回应神的呼召。
To accomplish His will in this world.
来完成他对这个神的旨意。
In the New Testament.
这个世界的旨意。在新约里面
In the Gospel of John
约翰福音
Chapter 6 verse 60 to 71 and also part of 53 to 56
那个第六章六十节到那个七十一节也有那个五十三节开始
It described that when our Lord Jesus Christ
这里 来描述当我们的主耶稣
When he first began to share the gospel of his salvation
那刚开始呢来分享他的主权的这个福音
He preached to large crowds
他呢对很大一群人呢在那个传讲
He used bread
他呢用那个饼
And fish
还有鱼
He fed the crowd with bread
他呢用 五饼二鱼呢来那个喂养这个大群
人 Thousands of people came to hear him preach
几千人呢来到他的那个来到他那里
He uses physical bread
他呢用实际的那个饼
Bread is very attractive
那个饼呢是很那个吸引人
Sounds good
闻上去也很好
You could eat it and fill your stomach
你呢可以吃来喂饱自己
A little more fancy you get into French bread and Italian bread
如果你有那个法国面包那个意大利面包那就更美了
I have done some preliminary study about the history of bread
我呢也做了一些研究来研究那个就是面包的这个历史
I was always trying to figure out why Italian make such good bread
我一直很奇怪为什么意大利人做的这个面包那么好吃
And why does that bread also gets up to Europe to the French
为什么呢就是那个面包后来呢法国人也做得很好
And why is Vietnamese bread like French bread
为什么那个越南的面包就像法国面包一样
And I'm Cantonese
我呢是广东人
To be more specific, 台山
是那个台山人
也是、And the bread that we enjoy is not like Italian bread
我们喜欢吃的面包呢和意大利面包不太一样
They're soft
他们的呢太软
We stuff them with char siu Roast pork We stuff them roast pork
我们呢把那个那个猪肉那个叉烧包放进去叉烧包
And then we have Mexican bread Anybody have Mexican bread
我们那也有那个墨西哥的面包
We put some butter like you know what kind of sweet stuff and then cook it、oh.
像把一些甜的东西还有 butter 什么一块放进去
Now bread big bread is foreign to Chinese culture
对中国人来说呢大块的面包呢是一个比较不太熟悉的
Very sophisticated investigationChinese steamed their bun, right? 馒头。
中国的馒头。
We don't bake bread.
我们不用大的东西。
We don't use these, you know, urn that like Indian bread, right?
像那个印度面包一样。
We steam them.
我们的是来蒸的。
某一黑。Well, my preliminary investigation was part of the Catholic Church doing.
我呢研究下来觉得好像是那个天主
教会怎么做。All these bread stuff, right? Like the Chinese soft breads come from Spain.
那个中国的软的面包呢
And the Portuguese.
是从那个西班牙
But it's all from the Catholic Church.
是通过那个天主教会。
That when they want people to come for the communion,
当初呢他们想让那个人来参加那个薄饼聚会
bread in the morning,
他们呢早上呢就那个烤面包
oven,
在那个火炉里面烤面包
See, when you steam the Chinese 馒头 bun it doesn't have the fragrance, right?
但如果你用中国的那个来蒸那个馒头的话
So the bread is a way to bring people in the village, in the town to come to communion and participate in the Lord's Supper
所以烤面包呢是为了让那个教会能够吸引那个村子里的人呢来参加那个聚会来参加薄饼的聚会
So Italian eventually they made their bread like this
所以后来意大利人呢把这个面包就做成这样
So when you buy a little hero and you break it
来你把它那个掰开
That was from the Catholic Church.
这个呢，这个历史是从那个传承是来自于那个天主教会。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣呢是他的那个饼呢，就是他的身体。
And、if you happen to be in the Philippines,
如果你正好在菲律宾的话
，when the Spanish took over Philippines,
当当时那个西班牙人来到菲律宾的时候
，they didn't bake bread like the French. I mean Italian or French.
他的那个烤面包没有像那个意大利人或者法国人那样。
It's the softer kind.
它是更软的一种。
You get all kind of Cantonese bread, bakery.
所以呢，你看到各种不同的那个广东式的面包。
When you come to Mexico,
你到那个墨西哥去。
They put all kind of stuff like stuffed with stuff, you know, Mexican stuffed tamales.
他们把各种各样的食材材料放在他们的卷饼上。还有那个甜的。
Now I figure out why when I was a kid in Hong Kong, we had Mexican bun, 墨西哥包。
所以我们呢知道为什么小时候我们在香港呢广东呢有那个墨西哥面包。
Now the problem with that is fine that you want to feed people with bread.
问题是呢如果你想用那个面包来喂养其他人的话。
But when Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
但耶稣这里说呢我呢就是那个生命。
I don't think he was talking about the literal bread of life.
他这里说他的肉体并不是讲那个事实上的那个肉面包。
When you talk about the world's expectation of what Christian ought to do in terms of priority,
今天呢，如果我们讲作为那个基督徒，你应该怎么做？你的那个着重点在哪
？Is that we have to provide bread to feed the hungry.
我们呢要提供面包来那个喂养那个饥饿的人。
When there's a disaster around the world, the expectation of Christian is that we run over there and provide bread.
如果世界上发生灾害的话，作为基督徒，我们的这个期望就是我们要提供面包去喂养他们。
Oh, we're not just providing physical bread. We want to provide spiritual bread because Jesus is the bread of life for our spiritual life.
所以我们不仅提供那个物质上的面包，也要提供那个属灵上的面包，因为耶稣基督是我们生命的那个灵。
Many of the organization, all around the world say, oh, no, we take your bread, your spiritual bread, take it back home.
其他我世界上其他组织都会说，我们把你的面包收下，但你的那个属灵的面包拿走吧。
We want real bread, you know, real bread.
我们不要这个属灵的面包。
And Jesus has the same problem.
耶稣这里呢也有实在的这个问题。
When he feed the 5,000,
他那个喂养那个5,000人的时候
，Everybody came for the bread, right? And the fish.
是从那五饼二鱼去那个喂养。
When he began to preach that I am the bread of life,
当开始来那个他说我就是那个生命的粮。
I am the manna from heaven.
我呢是那个天空天堂来的玛拿。
He lost a lot of people.
他呢很多人就。不去了。
Like Gideon's soldiers,
就像那个基典的那个战士。
They begin to what? Go home.
他们就开始回家了。
And when Jesus talk about the Lord's Supper,
当那个耶稣开始讲那个主的那个饼杯的时候
when Jesus talk about he is the Lamb of God,
他呢讲的是以神的名义。
He's not talking about a
cute
lamb.
他不是讲事实上的那个羔羊。
You know, sometimes, you know, in our Sunday school, you know, they make little cute lamb, right? That's Jesus.
有时候呢，在主日学的时候呢，他们做一个很漂亮小的羊羔。
Like、you carry a lamb and you cuddle it, right?
你带着这个小羊羔。
And you carry this lamb, this is Jesus.
跟他说呢，这是耶稣基督。
No, when Jesus said, I'm the Lamb of God.
耶稣基督说，我是那个神的羔羊。
He's talking about, I am the sacrifice.
他是讲他的那个牺牲。
Old Testament way of salvation,
在旧约里面那个救赎的一个方式
is through the blood of the lamb,
是通过那个羔羊的宝血。
Now that is a very controversial concept.
这个呢，其实是一个很有争议的那个概念。
Now you and I, many of you went to university, right?
我们大家如果我们去上大学的话
，Some of you are in Stuyvesant Elite High School.
你们有些人在那个 Stuyvesant
这些
那个精英的学校
wherever you are working,
不管怎么样，你是工作还是上学
Now, how do you justify a Christian system where we talk about blood sacrifice?
你怎么去解释跟别人说我们基督教里面的这个用血来救赎这个概念
It's interesting, the Jewish religion has the more liberal Jews abandoned the concept.
我知道呢，在犹太教里面，特别是比较自由派的那些犹太教徒，已经把这个概念弃绝了。
Ironically, the Muslims still practice sacrifice.
但是很多人呢，还在那个操作这个牺牲
animal sacrifice.
用那个动物。
So when Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 53,
在约翰福音第六章五十三节。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood.
也就是说我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血。
You have no life. No life in you. You have no life in you.
就没有生命在你们里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood,
凡吃我肉喝我血的人
has eternal life.
就有永生。
And I will raise him at the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
Verse 55, for my flesh is real food.
我的肉是真是可吃的。
And my blood is real drink.
我的血真是可喝的。
Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood remains in me and I in him.
凡吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
What is it? How do you take this verse?
你怎么来理解这
Now,
这几段经文
？I begin to when I came, I want to check your hymn book.
我呢在来之前呢看你们的那个就是那个诗歌本。
I was delighted that in your hymn book, the choice that you made in the content in brief.
在那个诗歌分类目录里面呢。
Page six.
在第六页。
Under God's Son.
在那个子神下面。
In praise and worship.
有那个赞美和救赎。
Number five,
第五个呢是
Wow, there are at least six entries on the blood of Christ.
有至少六首诗歌是和那个主的宝血有关的。
This is interesting.
这很有趣的一个。
You will not find that in many churches.
在很多其他教会可能你不一定发现。
It's one of the topics that is somewhat to many more liberal-minded Christians.An embarrassment.
对很多那个自由派观点的基督徒来说呢，他们会觉得这是。
There's a book written by the head of the religion department at Columbia University.
曾经有一本书呢，是那个哥伦比亚大学神学院神学系的一个系主任写的一本书。
The title is called Blood.
他的那个书名就是宝血。
A critique of Christianity.
他呢是对那个基督教的一个批评。
And the way he wrote the book is that the book cover is maroon red.
他的那个写这本书，他的书的封面呢就是红颜色的。
And there's just a single word, blood.
就一个很短的一个字，就是血。
As if this is a problematic concept.Of the Christian faith, it's a lot more complex than that.
所以呢，对基督教来说，这是一个比较复杂的一个概念。那他那本书呢是很有趣的，可以读一下。
Many places, if you go,
很多地方如果你去呢
，you could provide bread,
你可以那个提供饼
，to help people who are hungry,
to 帮助那些饥饿的人。
When you start talking about Jesus as the bread of life.
如果你开始讨论耶稣基督就是那个生命的那个饼的话
For many, they can't accept it.
很多人他们不能接受。
And Jesus tells us in verse 60.
耶稣基督在那个第六十节里边曾经
On hearing it,
听到这些以后呢
many his disciples said,
很多那个门徒说呢
This is a hard teaching.
这是一个很难听的教训。
Who can accept it?
什么人能接受呢
?And verse 61, aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you?
耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说 so, 这话是叫你们厌弃吗
?So some of the disciples, right, there are a lot of disciples.
有很多那个门徒有一些门徒。
Had a problem.
对这个说法呢有问题。
Just like this professor who wrote the book Blood, a critique of Christianity.
就像那个教授他写了这本书，书名是宝血，他来批评那个基督教。
It's a very elaborate critique of European, you know, Christian culture, if you're interested in looking at it.
他那个做了非常详尽的那个对基督对那个欧洲基督教的那一个批评论断，大家可以有兴趣看一下。
Jesus has the same problem.
耶稣基督也这里碰到了同样的问题。
This disciple, many of the disciples could not take this.
很多那个门徒无法接受。
And Jesus began to talk about the differences when he talked about blood.
这里耶稣开始讲那个当他谈论宝血时候的这个差别。
Just like bread.
就像那个饼一样。
You talk about physical bread you ingest and, you know, help you deal with hunger.
你讲那个事实上的物质上的饼你吃下去来那个抵挡你的饥饿。
But Jesus is talking about bread has a spiritual sustenance.For your spiritual life that give you eternal life.
这里呢，耶稣讲那个饼呢，有它的那个属灵的含义，给予你那个永恒的这个生命。
When you talk about blood,
当你谈宝血的时候
，you could also talk about the importance of blood.
你可以讲那个血的重要
，in saving life.
它可以那个拯救生命
，blood transfusion.
那个输血
blood therapy.
血的也可以治疗。
That's why you see the Red Cross.
所以你看到有红十字会。
There's a cross.
它有一个十字。
It's red.
它的十字呢是红的。
How did it come about?
它这个是哪里来的呢？
I'm sure the first medical Christian who came up with the symbol.
我想肯定是最早的从事医学的那个基督徒人有了这个。有了这个象征的那个
情况。We're not talking about Red Cross as a universal health and rescue, you know, medical team that provide all the physical care to the world.
我们现在讨论红十字会，就把它看作是一个全球性的很大的这个医疗机构，对所有需要人提供各种各样的医疗服务。
But Jesus said, blood is also something.Different than the kind of blood that you normally experience.
这里耶稣也讲谈论他所讲的宝血和你们大家知道的那个血是不一样的。
So in verse 62 to 67 or 8, he began to explain.
所以从第62节到71节开始，他们就开始解释了。
He said, "What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?"
倘若你们看见人子。升到他原来所在之处怎么样呢
？He said, "The Spirit gives life."
叫人活着的是灵。
The Spirit gives life, eternal spiritual life.
这个灵呢，给你一个永恒的生命。
You have to look at the teaching of Christ from a different lens, not just a physical, but a spiritual lens.
所以你要看耶稣基督的教训，要从他的属灵的角度。
The flesh counts for nothing.
那个肉体是无益的。
Bread helps temporarily.
那个饼呢，只能给你解决暂时的问题。
Sustain life temporarily.
可以支撑你的生命暂时。
He said, "The word I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life."
我对你们所说的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
So when we read God's words,
当我们来读神的话语的时候呢
，there's two ways of looking at it.
有两个角度去看。
One, this God's word is very practical, right?
有一些呢，神会给你一些实际的。
It helped me in my daily life.
来帮助我的日常生活。
It helped me get an A.
能够得到。
It helped me do well in school or in my work.
可以帮助我在学校做得很好，拿到个 A.
So a lot of the Christian look at God's word in that fashion, physical benefit.
所以很多基督徒呢，看神的话也是从那个。物质的那个益处来看的。
As soon as God's word do not bring physical benefit to your life,
一旦神的话不在你的生活当中带来物质上的好处的话
，try something else.
他们就要尝试其他的东西。
Jesus said, "The word I spoke to you is spirit and life." Verse 64. Yet there are some of you who do not believe.
耶稣说呢，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。
Do you believe?
你相信吗
？Do you believe what God has said?
你相信神所说的吗
？Just like I believe what God said about Gideon.
就像我相信神，对基典的话。
I cannot use my human intelligence to figure out what happened.
我没法用我人的智力来理解到底是怎么回事。
Jesus said, ultimately it's by faith in his words.
所以呢耶稣基督最终呢我们对他的话语要有这个信心。
So here is his point, the crux of his teaching, verse 64.
所以呢那个64节是他那个这个教训的重点。
He said, yet there are some of you who do not believe.
只是你们中间有不信的人。
It could be that the 22,000 who initially want to follow God,
可能有那个2,000人呢，一开始他们想跟随主。
Only 300 had faith, true faith.
只有300人呢才有真实的这个信心相信。
The rest do not have faith.
剩下那些人呢，他没有这个信心。
Do not trust.
他们不相信
the word of God,
不相信神的话语。
And so God, Jesus said, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him.
所以耶稣从头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
In verse 64, he went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
所以65节耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里。
So in verse 66
节，
Just like the crowd that initially followed Gideon and the Lord,
就像那个士师记里那些一大群人最初跟随基甸。
Verse
66节在这里，
From this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
从此他们门徒中多有退去的，不再与他同行。
So there was a few who stood around.
只还有一小部分还留在那边。
In verse 67,
67节，
You don't want to leave me too, do you?
耶稣问他们说，对十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Jesus asked the 12.
耶稣问的是那十二个门徒。
In verse 68,
68节，
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
我们相信呢，你是一个那个圣洁的神。
And Jesus said, then Jesus replied,Have I not chosen you, the 12?
耶稣回答说，难道我没有拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？
Now, here,
我不是拣选你们十二个门徒。
Here is a problematic answer that I have not...、
这个回答呢，我有点问题。
Yet one of you is a devil.
也许你们当中有一个呢，是魔鬼。
Verse 71, he meant Judas.
但他是指那个卖耶稣的犹大。
The son of Simon Iscariot, who, through one of the 12 was later to betray Christ.
他指加利利人西门的儿子犹他，他呢也就是十二个门徒当中最后呢把耶稣出卖的那个。
So in closing, I would try to think about what this means.
在我结束的时候呢，我想那个思考一下这些经文到底是什么意义。
Pray and think about what it means to you.
大家呢也可以来祷告，来仔细的思量这些到底对你意味着什么。
The word of God said many, many have been called.
神的话语说，你们很多人都被召了。
So the calling means that all human have the opportunity to hear God's calling for salvation and discipleship.
所以呢，所有的人都受到主的那个呼召，来接受做主的门徒，来那个得到这个拯救。
The second part is
第二部分呢是
few are chosen,
但只有很少一部分得到拣选。
Some theologians essentially say that.God has chosen, His sovereignty has chosen you who are the chosen one.
也有人说呢，是主有这个主权，他来选择他所选择的人。
If God has chosen you,
如果主拣选了你，
nothing you could do about it.
你没有什么其他办法可走。
You cannot resist his, his call choice.
你没法去拒绝他对你的呼召。
Another theologian would say,
另外一个神学家可能会说，
Well, there's human agency.
人呢是一个有主权。
We could respond yes or no.
我们呢有主权可以回复说是还是不是。
Jesus chose 12.
而耶稣这里选择了十二个门徒。
Jesus called many disciples, right? Hundreds and thousands of them.
耶稣呢也呼召了成千上百的那个门徒。
So when he get into the spiritual life,
当他进入在谈论那个属灵生命的时候
，It's not just bread,
并不仅仅是那个饼的问题。
The gospel is not to make you feel better.
那个属灵那个福音并不是为了让你感到
To come to Christ is not for you to get a better score in your SAT.
来那个基督耶稣面前并不仅仅是为了让你在那个大学考试得到更好的分数。
It's not to help you in your business and your career.
也不是为了能够帮助你的职业发展你的做生意。也可能会有帮助但没人知道。
To be called by God is aLife of commitment and discipleship to follow Christ.
所以被神呼召是一个全身心的整个一生的那个承诺来那个跟随主。
So that very demanding call for discipleship.
所以做主的门徒这是一个要求非常高的一个呼召。
Whole group of them left.
很大一部分人就离开了。
Only 12.
只有12个留下。
Only 12.Now, it's an interesting interaction between Jesus and, the 12.
所以呢，在耶稣和这十二门徒之间有一个非常有趣的互动。
So, if you believe, if you hold to the sovereignty of God,
如果你那个持守住神的主权
that God chose the 12,
神呢，只拣选了这十二个。
I believe the normal response that Jesus would say that, oh, okay,You guys are chosen, good, 12 of you. You know why you're here? Because I've chosen you.
一般的回答可能就会说，耶稣会说，你们这十二人被拣选很好，是因为我拣选了你们。
But there was an interesting exchange between Jesus and Simon Peter.
但在这里，耶稣基督和西门彼得之间有一个很好的对话。
The exchange is that, oh, you're still here.
耶稣对说，你们怎么还在这里？
Now, in my, sovereignty of God, I would say, hey, Peter, I chose you, that's why you're here.
如果以神的主权的理论来说，他会说，我，彼得，我拣选了你，所以你在这里。
But it gave room that Peter, I don't know if he has anything to do with God's, choosing him.
我不知道那个西门彼得这里和那个神对他的拣选有什么感到有什么相关。
Maybe he doesn't need to know.
或者他根本不需要知道。
Maybe you don't need to know.
或者你就根本不需要知道。
God chose you. You don't need to know.
神拣选你，你根本不知道，你根本不需要知道为什么。
Don't try to figure it out.
别想去那个搞清楚什么道理。
God created you in His own image.
神呢以他的形象
创造。You're not a robot.
你不是一个机器人。
You don't make decision in your life based upon a surety of a certain truth.
你在生活当中做出这个决定并不会遵照你的客观世界当中的一个事实而是根据你的那个信心
Peter by faith responded by not leaving
西门彼得是根据他的信心来回答他为什么不离开
He has a very interesting realistic assessment of his relationship with Christ in his years
他呢这几年来他对自己和那个基督之间这个关系呢有一个非常那个现实的一个评估
said, Well, if what Jesus said is true
他说如果只要耶稣基督说的是真的
And he is the source of life
他是那个生命的源泉
He's going to give me eternal life
他会给我永恒的生命
He's going to award me with, in heaven
他呢会在那个天空天堂的那个奖励
I could develop a loving relationship with Christ
我可以和基督有一个爱的关系
And Peter does not need to get into God's way of thinking
彼得不需要进入神的那个思考的那个思
He weighed his option
他呢就是他那个选择考量他的那个行动
He made a Peter decision
他做了他西门彼得该做的决定
You know Christ the world.
他那个那个基督和世界。
Hey, no brainer. I have no place to go.
我没有其他地方可去。
This is a really good deal.
这是一个很好的那个交易。
The best deal I could ever have.
是我最好可能得到的那个。
So he makes a human decision.
还是他做一个人的那个计算。
I'm not sure how much of his human decision has to do with the sovereignty of God.
我不知道他的人脑里脑子里的计算和神的主权是有什么关系。
And then Jesus said,
然后耶稣说,
Have I not chosen you?
我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒。
It's an interesting relationship between you who decide on your daily life and the sovereignty of God working some mysterious way to accomplish God's will.
所以很有趣的是我们作为个人在我们日常生活当中做我们自己的考量而神的主权呢有某种神秘的形式呢一起合作完成了神的旨意。
Yet, the last part of chapter verse 70 and 71 leave me, a mystery.
然后呢 ,70 到71节这个经节还是给我留下一个很大的一个谜团。
God chose the 12.
神呢选择了这十二个。
And Judas is one of the chosen 12.
那个犹大呢也是被十二个拣选人之一。
Yet, in his course of life, at the end of his life,
在他这个生命的旅程中呢，最后呢
，He betrayed the Lord.
他背弃了，卖了耶稣。
Very difficult theological issue.
这是一个非常难以解释、了解清楚的神学的问题。
I have two response.
我要必须来那个回复的。
For me,
对我而言呢
，I gotta be careful.
我要非常小心。
Right, I can't rest on my laurel just because I'm a pastor.
也我不能那个让我的那个声誉受到影响，我是那个
faithful serving the Lord all these years.
因为我那个尽心尽力的服侍神那么多年。
I gotta be continually to worship God.
我要必须的来继续敬拜神。
I can't lapse.
我呢不能有什么错误。
Because Satan is very active.
因为那个魔鬼撒旦一直非常积极的活动。
Satan is an active being.
他呢在寻找那些活生生的人
want to pull me away.
想把他们那个拽过去
I am scared
我呢也非常害怕
But because in Christ I have power
但在耶稣基督里呢我有这个权利
Which means your Christian life is an ongoing daily every minute you got to be alert
所以作为一个基督的生活每一天每一分钟每一秒你都要那个警醒
You have to have the power of the Holy Spirit
你必须要有这个圣灵的权力权柄。
You have to walk with Christ.
你要和耶稣基督同行。
I think that's all I know.
这就是我所知道的。
I don't know what happened to Judas.
我不知道那个最后那个犹大到底怎么回事。
I have no idea why God chose Judas.
我也无法理解为什么耶稣基督选了犹大。
I don't think I have any idea why God chose the 300.
我也不知道那个神为什么在基甸的那个经节里面选择了300人。
I better not know why God chose me.
我最好不知道为什么神拣选了我。
I'm not sure you want to know why God chose you.
我也不知道你是不是想知道神拣选了你。
You say that God chose the 300 because, well, they know how to lap water.
难道就是因为那个神拣选300人就是因为
So all you gotta do is go around lapping water like a dog, you're in God's will.
是不是你们就这么做你们就那个符合神的心意呢
If you know that all you gotta do is lead Bible study and go to short term mission and do certain Christian thing you're in
所以你做的就是那个参加一些那个查经班
and,
做一些短期的培训什么就可以
If I say yeah, I'm a pastor I preach and I do Christian thing I'm okay No, God didn't choose you and me because of what we do
就像我是一个牧师我转传道传福音这就好了吗不是神拣选我们有他的我不知道是怎么回事
Ultimately you and I ought to say God's grace is beyond my human understanding
所以神的恩典呢远超我们人的那个想象
I'm here because of God's grace
我在这里就是因为神的恩典
I don't know why
我不知道是什么原因
As soon as I think I because I lap water,
是不是因为我那个喝水像狗舔舔
？I'm in. Nah, nah.
不是。
No, no. It's all God's grace.
这都是神的恩典。
And like Peter,
就像彼得
he said, I don't have anywhere to go.
他不知道 无处可去。
If God didn't call me, I'm not sure I have anywhere to go.
如果神那个拣选我，不知道我是不是
跟神。If I'm not serving God, I don't know if I have anything better to do.
我不知道如果不服侍神，我还有其他，我不知道还没有其他更好的事可
做。But sometimes I'm tempted though. See?Sometimes I'm tempted.
但有时候呢，我会被引诱这么想。
To think,
这么想呢
？That if I got a better degree, which you know I finish,
如果我能够达到更好的学位
，If I was able to access a certain career,
如果我那个去从事某些的职业
，If I got into a better school,
如果我去个更好的学校
，If I marry a better partner,
或者我的那个去一个更好的婚姻，我如果我有了孩子
，No, it's not that.
不是这么回事。
It's all God's grace.
这都是神的恩典。
I keep you and I humble.
让我们呢能够谦卑。
We keep you and I always giving glory to God.
使我你和我呢都把荣耀呢归于神。
Never glory to human people.
而不是来把荣耀归于人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you have called all of us.
使我们的神感谢你对我们的呼召。
May we all respond with faith.
让我们能够对我们的以我们的信心来回复你的呼召
Peter has,
就像那个彼得西门那样
assess the alternative in his life choices,
当他在评估他生活当中其他的选择的时候他得到了这个结论
It's a no-brainer.
没有其他的方法
When Jesus came calling,
当耶稣来那个呼召我的时候
There's no comparison
There's, 没有其他的可比
There's no alternative.
没有其他的选择
Peter goes say yes
他就说是
And then Jesus told him Well I call you
然后耶稣对他说我拣选了你
That's the mystery of Judas
这就是那个还有约大犹大的这个神秘
It's a cautionary tale
这是一个非常警醒的一个故事
Satan's active
告诉我们说呢撒旦一直在积极的行动他呢在四处寻找
He wants to grasp us out of God'sGrace.
他想把我们裸去离开神的那个恩典。
May we cling to the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们来呼召神圣灵的权柄。
Lord, save us.
神，主啊，你来拯救我们。
Protect us.
能够来保护我们。
Let us continue to walk with you.
让我们能够继续跟随你。
It is in the prayer, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
用我们耶主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。